what was the inspiration behind Bomb Shelter?
Well, I actually wrote it several years ago, right after I got out of school and 9/11 had just happened. I was apartment hunting in Park Slope, and I went into one of those really beautiful old townhouses, like on the corner of Prospect Park West, and I forget what street, like 4th or 5th or something. And the old man who showed us the apartment was just this really iconic looking figure to me. Like he was just really interesting, and we ended up having, I'm Estonian, and we ended up having this really long conversation about the Estonian independence in the 90s and the Russian occupation and everything. And he was just this really knowledgeable and interesting guy. And I guess I just got a little obsessed with him because I kept seeing his face when I was just whatever in my mind. And when I would sit down to write, I started writing. I was just trying to figure him out. So I started writing about my imagination of him or of someone like him. And that became the George, the grandfather in Bomb Shelter.
Okay, is that also where the artwork for the play is derived from?
Well, the artwork was all created by Rachel R. Blackwell, and the process of creating the production was very collaborative. In our early meetings, we talked about creating sort of an installation on stage instead of just the play isn't entirely a narrative, like linear narrative piece. So we wanted to create it more of an experience. And Rachel is a video artist and does a lot of pretty large installations with video art included. So we kind of came at it from that approach. And Eric Mercado, the director, did a lot of research on images and propaganda from the 40s, and that a lot of that inspired the artwork that Rachel ultimately created.
Okay, considering that this is a production with only two people on stage, both actors have to be extremely strong for, you know, the play to kind of stay above water. What did you think of their performances, and also did you play a part in casting them as well?
Yes, I've worked with Jay for several years. He's done a lot of acting for Aquila Theater, where I work on the artistic and producing associate there. And Jay also has his own company called Face Off Unlimited that does improv theater. And I think that my favorite performance of Jay's was I saw him play Dromio, both Dromios, in Comedy of Errors, and he was just so incredibly physical. And also seeing his improv work, I knew that he would be really fearless in exploring different physicality in this role. And I think that he was a little surprised by it because it's such an older male part, but we talked about, you know, being able to, I wanted it to be a younger man. Eric and I both wanted it to be a younger man so that he could morph between different ages. He could play like the younger version of himself and also be able to really move well. So, yeah, Eric and I had both seen Jay's work before and were really excited that he was able to do the role. I thought that his performance was amazing, and he's just an incredibly wonderful person to work with, and, you know, really fearless, as I said, and also just very collaborative and positive. And Josh Luria, Eric had, I think that they have theater friends in common, and Eric had seen Josh perform before and thought he was really good. And when he came in to do the first reading with us, it took me about 3 minutes to love him. I think that he's incredibly talented and also just a very positive person to work with. He has really great ideas throughout, and also made a really significant commitment to moving, and he kept saying that he hadn't done stuff like that before, but he was really committed to it, and I think that he did a wonderful job. I think that he made Wallace much more sympathetic to me than I had seen him before, which made me happy because it was very important to me that both sides were equally represented.
Okay, on the Planet Connections Theater Festivities website, Bomb Shelter is referred to as a scavenger play. Can you just enlighten us what that is?
It's actually scavenged. Mm-hmm. It's with a D. Like a scavenged as in pulled from different sources, and kind of like an art installation with coming from several different perspectives and sort of utilizing different forms of communicating information.
Okay, so for someone that is looking through the Planet Connections Festivity, the guide, and they come across Bomb Shelter and they're kind of unsure whether to see it or not, how would you sell it to them? What would you tell them to expect? What kind of audience do you see enjoying this the most?
I would say that it's a brave and experimental piece of work, and I would hope that people would be interested in seeing something that's different, maybe anything that they've ever seen before.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the production or the charity that you're working with for the festival?
Sure, we're working with the Brooklyn Public Library, which we feel is a really important resource to our community, and we're really excited to be donating part of our ticket sales to them, and also just getting the word out for people to support and donate to the library's book drive right now. And I'd also just like to say that, I really feel like we have a dream team on this project. It's been really wonderful working with all Eric and Rachel and DJ Karl Marx have all been really wonderful collaborators, and as I said, the actors have been fantastic. So we've been really lucky.